This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I do believe we have another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Yes, it's Matt in Columbia, South Carolina.
Matt, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, I hear everybody talk about the Christmas cactus. The problems I'm having with Christmas cactus is that they bloom so early that they're well done before Christmas is even before December. It's usually bloom before Thanksgiving and is done sometime in November. Is there any way to help it delay so it is more in December?
So, one of the big things would be looking and seeing if it's actually considered a Thanksgiving cactus or a Christmas cactus.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is what is out there that people don't kind of realize, right? So the major way to see how it, you know, if it's a Christmas cactus versus a Thanksgiving cactus is the way that the branching is, right? And where the flower is. Now, with the branching of a Thanksgiving cactus, you're going to look and it's going to have like little notches on the side that are kind of almost serrated, like pointed. If it has that, that's considered a Thanksgiving cactus. If they're more like squared off a little bit or, you know, lightly rounded, that would be actually considered the Christmas cactus. So if you have the one that has the more pointed edges, it's going to be hard to push it to get to that next.
To delay it,
right? Because it knows this is the time that I'm supposed to be do it. Now, not to throw a whole wrench in it, but there is an Easter cactus as well. But it's just not as well known. The other thing is the way the flowers are. The Easter cactus flower is completely different than the other two. The other thing is a lot of times with the flower on the Christmas cactus, the flowers stay more upright. Whereas the Thanksgiving cactus, the flowers kind of go out and then droop just a little bit. So it's open up a little bit more. So that would be step one, right? It's also the Christmas cactus itself has a thinner leaves, right? So I'm sorry. So that would be the start to do it.
Yeah, the other identify it because it does have some of those traits. I think what you're saying as far as that. So there is such a thing because I've told the wife. I said I'm wondering is this a Thanksgiving cactus? We're expecting it to be a Christmas cactus.
And it very might well be, and that could be why. Just take a look at the leaves themselves first. That's going to tell you exactly what it is. It's almost like crab claws on the outside. Think about it that way. You know how they kind of like pinch? That's kind of what it would look like.
More of a sharper point.
Yeah, exactly. That being said, you can keep the plant in a little bit more of a dormant period after the winter months, right? They say with a Christmas cactus or a cactus in general, when it's done blooming, you want it to go dormant a little bit, less light, keep it in a cooler area, but just usually let it sit for a month or two. Maybe it's letting it sit for a little bit more, pushing it out of its season, right? So it knows by season, like, how much time it's going to take. Whereas if you with a Christmas cactus, it needs about a month after it's done blooming to really come back. So maybe it's putting that to a couple months of a dormant period to try to disrupt its cycle. So it would be now is when we're looking to disrupt the cycle for next year. So you could try it out and see what you can do. Again, you just let it kind of sit. You'll water it rarely, once a week, maybe once every seven to 10 days. Keep it away from a ton of sun. You want about 12 to 14 hours of darkness during that dormant period. And it's just slowing it down, right? And then the other thing is, in the fall, when the temperatures, drop outside and they're cooler outside, it gets warmer inside, it kind of forces them to push their blooms a little bit earlier. So, it needs to be forced into bloom again by that whole darkness period later on. So maybe it's delaying that darkness period for it. That way, you're kind of getting it to do your thing, but, plants could end up just doing, I hate to say, pretty much whatever they want and get to what it is.
Okay. Yeah, so you're saying next fall kind of help delay it by letting it stay a little bit more light when it comes fall time. Let it stay a little more bright, light.
Yeah, and just kind of delay that period of time where it goes into the dark for longer. That could definitely help it. It's just, again, a plant's going to know, and it's going to be like, all right, I'm just going to kind of do my thing. But you can help force it into that.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. No, I do appreciate it.
Sounds good. I appreciate the phone call. You have a great rest of your day and a great holiday.
Yep. Merry Christmas to you.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're about 45 minutes left in the show. Had a lot of great calls today. A lot of Christmas-type calls. I appreciate those. It's a great time of year to be thinking about, Christmas plants, etc., and what we can be doing. Some of the things we were talking earlier about, amaryllis trying to force them to bloom. One of the great things is if it doesn't bloom right now, after Christmas, when not much is actually blooming, you'll have something blooming. It'll give us something to do, something to see. So just wanted to throw it out there. I appreciate all the calls today. I will say again, remember, so next week, I am not going to be live, like where you can call. I am going to pre-record the show tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, if you will. And so I'm looking for you to send me some questions via email if you have some time, because I think it's really only going to help with the content of this. So please email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And, if you can't remember that, just go to our website at paulparent.com And from there, scroll all the way to the bottom. You'll be able to find it. We'll be able to help you out with all your gardening questions. You know, you email me before, I'd say, 5 o'clock tomorrow, and I'm going to try to answer all of them. I got a good amount of questions right now, so it's pretty cool. I'm going to have Karen from Natural Alternative join us as well. So it's definitely worth doing this for me. I do appreciate it. So again, email me for my recording for tomorrow's show for next Sunday, because I am going to spend Christmas with my girls to enjoy the day with them and go from there. Now, one other thing I'll throw out there in January at some point, maybe January, it could be February, we'll see. There's going to be another show where I'm not going to be here. Don't fret. It's nothing bad. Actually, pretty cool. So my family, my wife and I, are expecting a third girl for the family in January. So we will have another show where that one, unexpected, I won't know what to when it'll be, so I'm not going to do it pre-recorded. So just keep that in mind in January. I like to try to keep everybody updated because I know I get a lot of emails afterwards. Everybody else, if you have questions, call us 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're a little over a half hour left in the show. So if you have some questions, you can definitely call us so we can help you out with all of your gardening questions. In the meantime, we got a couple calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Willie's in Las Cruces.
Willie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a bougainvillea.
Okay.
It was just a little bit of a thing. It stayed real small till August.
Okay.
I put it in a 14-inch pot, and it's absolutely going wild. How long can I keep it in that size of a pot? I feed 22 plant food.
Okay. So I would keep it in there, you know, until it really starts to get pot bound again. And there's a couple ways to really be able to tell on that. One, you'll start to see the plant will get to a certain point and just kind of slow down.
Okay.
The other would be is if when you water, all of a sudden it's just like no matter what you do, it won't hold water, right? Because the water will just go right through. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's too dry. It just might necessarily mean there's so many roots in there that it just doesn't have enough space to hold the water for a long period of time. So that could be one of the things that kind of shows you, yeah, this is what's going on, right? So that's one thing I would look at. The other is, I mean, if it doesn't get out of control and, you know, you're enjoying the way it looks, it could stay there for a good amount of time. It's not just necessarily like, you know, time to just always get rid of it. There is time where you could just leave it there. It could be a year. It could be more. It's also going to depend on how much you fertilize it, how much how much sun it gets, all of those things. Now, if you're fertilizing consistently throughout the season, you're watering consistently, you're taking care of, it might be less than a year before you get into a new container. But that being said, you went from a small plant, you said, to a 12-inch container, was it?
14.
I think you have some time, honestly.
I put it in there in about June. In June, I went in the 14th.
Okay.
Didn't do anything till August. Now it's just crazy.
Well, it's so that's blooming. That's the plant getting used to its new surroundings, right? So that's
okay.
That's normal. That's a normal thing for it to happen. So what's happening now is the plant is just growing, getting into its place. What would happen again is if you say you were to, repot it right now, it would do almost the same thing because of the fact that it's trying to reacclimate itself. So that's what's going on with it. But I think you have a good amount of time. I think it probably at least a year plus before you'd have to repot it.
Okay. When I repot it, should I go as big as I can and still get it in and out of the house?
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing, right? You can only handle so much. So you might only be able to go from a 14 to like an 18 or a 14 to a 16.
Okay.
Do your best, but the one suggestion I do have for you is find a container that you could use one of those trays that has wheels on the bottom.
Yeah,
so that way
yeah.
It's easier for you to bring in. And sometimes those trays only come so big, right?
Sure.
They only can get like a 16-inch pot. So that might be at the time, that might be the size that you got to kind of stick with. You know what I mean?
Sure. Okay, thank you for your help.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day and a great holiday.
Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I know I have another call on the line. I'm going to wait until the other side of the break. And from there, we will answer that call for everybody else. About a half hour left. Get your questions in. It's 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We get back to the last half hour of the show to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA News Update. Officials in South Korea and Japan say they detected the launch of two North Korean ballistic missiles on Sunday. It's the first weapons test in a month and comes 2 days after North Korea claimed to have performed a key test in developing a more mobile, powerful intercontinental ballistic missile capable of striking the U.S. mainland. The missiles were fired about 50 minutes apart. A Japanese Coast Guard said the missiles fell in the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. The first significant storm of the season on the East Coast dumped up to 2 feet of snow in some places, knocking out power to tens of thousands. A powerful nor'easter took down tree limbs and knocked them into power lines. Temperatures in some places are not expected to warm up enough over the next few days to melt the snow. The National Weather Service says a cold air mass over Alaska and western Canada is expanding to the south and east through the holiday week. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. I do believe we have another call on the line. Is that true, Nathan?
True. Randy's in Plymouth.
Randy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I've got a question. I have it's been Christmas cactus morning, so, and I have one. It's flowering absolutely great. And it's bone dry, and I'm not sure whether I should. Well, I normally water the plant every 5 weeks and give it a thorough drink and then let the water drain out. And I have never fertilized it. I've owned the plant for 2 years. It's flowering, but it is now, again, bone dry. I'm just wondering if I should water it now.
So I definitely would. And the main reason, even though you've been keeping it bone dry, and the main reason why I would say do it would be because of the fact that with the flower, with it flowering, it is trying to, it's putting all its energy out
on to the survive.
Right. And so right now it needs a little something back from you. And that's okay. That's what watering would be for it.
Sure.
So I would definitely water it. You don't have to do it as like a soaking like you do every, you know, 5 weeks, like you said.
Yeah.
Just more of a good watering so that it has something to go with it.
Okay.
It's what it's going to also do for you is going to help prolong your flowering.
Yeah.
Of it, keep it lasting a little bit. And go from there. So I would definitely water it today if you could.
It's absolutely beautiful. It's profuse. I've never fertilized it. I've never given it any liquid fertilizer water. I just water it, let it dry out, and then water it again.
Well, definitely. Some of these plants are just so, you know, easy, and they don't need a lot of extra effort to it. So it's definitely worth it to continue the way you're doing it. I just think this time, just a little help. It's not going to hurt it.
Great. Thank you.
Already?
Thank you. Have a good holiday.
You too, Randy. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And about 25 minutes left in the show. A few times we'll be able to answer your calls here. do everything we can to help you out. For those of you already emailed me, thank you. I'll say it one more time before we go here. If you could email me with some questions so that tomorrow when I am doing the live broadcast for the Christmas Day show, I can actually have some questions. You can email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com or go to our website at paulparent.com. And then from there, scroll all the way to the bottom and you'll find a spot to email us. So definitely appreciate everybody who's already emailed. I'll tell you, there's going to be a lot of questions already. Hopefully I can get through them all. I think I can. I'll make sure I do. But anyways, I want to be able to spend time with family and enjoy that Christmas morning feeling. And I'm sure all of you will want to as well. The other thing is if you're listening, great. If not, you can go to our website at paulparent.com. The top of the page, there'll be a spot where it says listen live or previous shows. Go there to listen to the show that we're doing tomorrow. That way you can actually hear the answers to your questions, right? That's always the bonus is, just because I'm doing it because I know I want to spend time with my family, you probably want to spend time with your family too. So definitely, if you have some time, that's the best place to do it is to listen to it after the fact. But right now, phone number 855-660-4261. And, a lot of Christmas cactus calls, but it's that time of year, right? And I just want to make sure how, crazy it is when everybody was saying, oh, it's my Christmas cactus already bloomed. Well, it's actually might have been a Thanksgiving cactus. So look into it. Like I was saying earlier, the Christmas cactus has more rounded, almost squared off leaves, whereas the Thanksgiving cactus has more pointed leaves on the junctions on the side, right? So just think of like a maple leaf, how that's shaped. Kind of the same with the Christmas cactus. It's not the same shape, but those little leaf junctions on the side, that would be the pointed area. So take a look and see, all this time you might have thought, oh, I have a Christmas cactus, when in fact you actually have a Thanksgiving cactus. So anyways, that's some pretty cool information that not everybody knows about, right? You probably, in general, it's just been a Christmas cactus. The other thing, there's an Easter cactus. Oh, that's going to throw you off there. But the Easter cactus is more almost, there's almost no segments different, basically on the sides of it. And the Easter flower has a complete different look to it. It's actually really cool. Not going to lie, I kind of like the Easter cactus more than I like any of them. But, yeah, it's for you to decide. So, anyways, pretty cool information on that. The Easter cactus sometimes can even have multiple blooms on the same branch. Whereas a lot of times Thanksgiving or Christmas only have one. So, the other thing, haven't talked about it today, but Christmas time flowering plants, poinsettias, right? So popular, always have been. There's so many other options now, but poinsettia is old, reliable, and a lot of people thought, hey, it was poisonous. Remember, it's not poisonous to the point where it's going to harm you. It will be a little bit poisonous because some of the sap can make your stomach upset, but for years upon years, it's been used in some medicinal purposes, the sap from it, way, way back. So, it's not bad for you. You would have to literally eat 500 flowers in order for it to really affect you or do, some heavy harm to you. I don't recommend going and doing that, but it is not harmful for you. I believe last week we talked a lot about the poinsettia and its history. Some really cool stuff. I'd love for you to look into it if you haven't. And if you weren't listening, just how it came to America. It was from Mexico. It's just growing on the side of the road. It just grows naturally on the side of the road. Whereas here we have to force it to do what it needs to do. So It's also the cool story of, you know, just everything in general about the poinsettia. I love the ideas that, the stories that have come from it. It's pretty cool stuff. Anyways, if you have some questions, you can call us. Number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, got about 20 minutes left in the show, so plenty of time for you to call us if you have questions, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. Done a lot of talking today, so I'm just trying to think of what else we can discuss, because we have touched base on a lot of different things today. Again, talked a little bit about poisonous plants, talked a little bit about the plants that can harm your dogs or cats. Keep that in mind when you're bringing some plants into the home. The other thing, I said I was going to say it earlier, but I forgot. So here's something I haven't really talked about. My weekly reminder of the humidity for your houseplants during the winter months. Creating humidity around the plants to help them really thrive. The humidity is huge for a lot of those tropical houseplants because they are tropical, right? They like warm temperatures, and the warm temperatures are going to keep them going, and humidity is part of those warm temperatures. So making sure that you keep, some sort of spritzer or some sort of tray that creates humidity. But something that is going to make sure that your plants have that moisture. It helps feed the plant. Not physically feed, not like feeding, eating something, but feeding so that it has the moisture in its plant. It holds it in the leaves. It'll help last longer for you. And then on top of that, it will actually help all the plants around it. And that's why we like to group plants when we have them indoors. Grouping them creates their own little ecosystem, almost like a rainforest in its own. Because the plants need that to thrive. So I definitely my weekly reminder of just telling you that this needs to get done. It's just I find it so important to know what's going on with our plants. And humidity is that quick, easy way to create humidity if you don't have a spritz bottle. Because a spritz bottle, you can only do it for so much. Get a plastic tray. Fill the base with rocks about halfway. And then fill the tray with water. And keep it around the plant. Because what will happen from there is humidity will come right out of the tray itself to create that nice humidity that we're looking for our plant. So definitely, if you can create the humidity, do it. If not, a spritz bottle will be fine, but you're going to need to do it at least once a day to keep the plant thriving with that moisture. So there, I did it. My weekly information in regards to humidity and keeping that in your plants' lives. You'll notice your plants will do so much better throughout the year and be better for you for the spring. So just something to think about. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And about 15 minutes left in the show. I do appreciate all the emails we're getting. We're up to like 18 emails, 20 emails for the show for tomorrow that I'll be doing. I do appreciate that. In the meantime, take a look at Natural Alternatives website. I'm talking possible snow next week, and some of you already got snow. Might be a good time to, either reload or get your ice melt together so that you are safe during that next storm. Because Some areas I saw 10, 20 inches. You know, you have the ice melt, protect yourself, make sure you are taken care of. That's the big one, especially if you might be looking to do some traveling during the Christmas time frame. So definitely look at getting some ice melt, having it to protect yourself and others who come around your house for that Christmas season. So if you have any questions, call us. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Just a couple minutes left. We'll come back after the break to wrap up the show and be ready for the next one. So stay tuned for that. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We do have a couple calls on the line, so we'll try to answer them. Nathan, who's up first?
Joshua's in Hyannis.
Joshua, how can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So I always grow amaryllis, you know, every year, and I've kept them for a couple of years so far. This time I got a white and pink amaryllis that when I took it out and put it in the soil, you know, it comes with its own container and soil, more like a compost peat moss kind of thing. Already has a forced bud, a forced flower, no leaves yet. It's like wrapped in white. It's not like green, which was kind of weird to me. Maybe it's some hybrid amaryllis. But then I also had I for the first time I'll be growing paper whites, and it's same size pot as the amaryllis comes in, but it has four bulbs that you put, you know, in a square inside the pot. And within 2 days, it had roots that were like 2.5 inches long.
Wow.
Because it, like, sucked up all the moisture really quick. And I didn't look at it for a couple of days. And then I went to look at it, and it was all, you know, kind of dry. And the bulb was a little loose. And I happened to notice the roots were really long, and a lot of them in every bulb. That was on the paper whites. Never grown them before, but they seem to be doing well. I have them, I believe, in an east side window. I'm not quite sure. It gets sunlight during the day for about 6 hours till the sun goes over the back of the house.
Okay.
I also took a look at the Easter cactus on Google, and I think think I like the Easter cactus better than the other ones. I like how it grows upward.
Yeah, definitely. It's a little bit different than the rest of them as well, so it's pretty cool stuff.
It is pretty cool stuff. So do you have any advice about the bulbs?
You know, those two bulbs that you're growing are pretty easy. Just kind of, you know, make sure you take care of them, watering, you know, the sun. You could probably put them in a south-facing window if you have it. That would help get a little bit more sun to force the blooms at this point a little bit more. But you're really doing everything the right way. I wouldn't worry too much about what you're doing. I think you're doing the right things.
And my older ones, I already cut them down and put them in the garage like a week ago. So, like, what, 6 weeks?
Yeah, about 6 weeks. Let them kind of just do its thing. You could do a little bit longer if you wanted. That wouldn't hurt.
Well, Merry Christmas, and I hope you can get to the other call. I'm going to get off the phone now.
All right, Joshua, you have a great rest of your day. Merry Christmas.
You too, buddy.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, let's try it out. Who's next?
Beth in Cape Cod.
Beth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Pat. I have a quick question.
Sure.
What would be the easiest cactus that you could think of as a Christmas gift for a young lady who works 60 hours a week and is not home to take care of it often? It's been a question in my mind, but she loves plants, and I thought, you know, a cactus would be the easiest, maybe. So
yes.
I'll throw that out there to you.
So a couple that might be nice and easy for them, it would be a jade or a pencil cactus. They're kind of cool looking. They don't need a lot of work to them. Don't need a lot of water, etc. Those would be my options for you to look at. And you just don't – the pencil cactus, I like it just because it's like – it's just so thin but so many branches. I think it's pretty cool. So that's where I would go.
All right. Thank you. I've never seen one, and I'll look forward to looking it up and finding one. Thanks.
All right. Awesome, Beth. You have a great rest of your day and a great holiday.
You too, Pat. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. We made it. We did it all through the questions that we had. I will be doing that live show, so stay tuned for that for next week. So because I won't see you, Merry Christmas, everybody. Hopefully everybody gets to enjoy it. As always, get out there or in there, plant something, and be good to each other. That's holiday season. But just be good to each other in general. Anyways, we'll talk to you soon. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.